Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Now let's take it to Kevin Hagelin for some gridiron gravy.
And we start with, well, we're going to start doing things a little bit differently right now. Because I got the feeling that Bassick needed something of a cheer up, so I have decided, what better way to cheer people up than game show style gridiron gravy?
I crush Corey in game show style.
Woo! So right now, I'm going to ask you gentlemen, don't say anything just yet, but start thinking, who will be the comeback player of the year for the NFL? And we're going to do this thing Family Feud style right now. Autoflex Leasing Fantex 877-881-1053. Who will be the comeback player of the year? Now, gentlemen, before we officially get started...
That's assuming a season's actually going to happen.
Okay, come on.
What are you doing?
You
are
not
helping
with
this.
That's not what I need today because I feel like it's over.
So I'm going to tell you it's not over. That's why I have these betting odds. So Andy Dalton and CJ Mosley were tied for 8 and 9. So don't pick them. But also remember, comeback player of the year can be because you were, quote, suspended, injured, or my quote, because you sucked last year. All right? So when I finish this question, you can get your first answer, and then we'll decide if you want to play or pass Family Feud style. Gentlemen, who will be the NFL's 2020 Comeback Player of the Year?
Me.
Okay, Corey.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Good guess. That's a good guess.
Ben Roethlisberger is the number one answer on the board. Now, Corey.
That's good.
Yes.
Would you like to play or pass top seven answers on the board?
I would like to play.
All right.
I wish Gavin Dawson was on your team because I know he would guess Tony Romo.
Okay, Mike, you could take this time to insult people or you can start thinking of a potential steal.
No, top insult people. Seven. Keep going and I'll just think of other insults.
Top seven answers on the board. Who will be the NFL's comeback player of the year in 2020?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton?
That's a good guess.
Is number five on the board. That is correct. So far, Corey, you have the number one player and the number five player on the board. Who will be the NFL's comeback player of the year?
Choppy would guess nobody because there's no such thing as comeback players.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is correct. That is the number two answer on the board. Corey, you already have number one, number two, and number five.
Do you think you should guess Travis Frederick that he eventually comes back during the season?
No, Mike.
Mr. Bassick, if you could not interrupt the contestants while they're trying to focus,
trying to help.
Prepare to steal.
Mike, I don't know if you know, but I am the knower of all. What's the rest of the time?
You are the knower and demonstrator and dominator of all things football in the world. And that title has never been taken away from you, despite our open challenges to every show on the fan. But they're too afraid to show up, including Sean Sharif, who used to use time as an excuse. What's the excuse now? So you're at a disadvantage, Bassick, but hopefully...
You're also not the maker of perfect sentences, though, Corey.
That's fair.
That's fine, that's fine.
That's a different competition. He would be significantly lower seated in that bracket.
Do I get X's here?
You get three strikes.
Three strikes.
Yeah.
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is not on the board. That is an excellent guess, but I don't think many people think he's going to play football. All things Alex Smith are... above average.
That's
excellent.
Fair.
Is too strong.
That was for you.
One strike. Corey, you've got number one, number two, and number five. Outside of people's marriages, what is most likely to make a comeback in 2020 for the NFL?
Antonio Brown.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That is incorrect. Mm. Corey Majors, you now have two strikes. Mike Bassick, prepare to steal.
Okay, I have two guesses. I don't know which one to go with, though.
Ben Roethlisberger?
A.J. Green.
A.J. Green is correct. Mm. That is number three on the board. You have gotten Ben Roethlisberger, J.J. Watt, A.J. Green, Cam Newton, numbers one, two, three, and five. We still have three answers on the board. Two strikes, Corey.
Oh, man, you're good.
The NFL's comeback player of the year in 2020.
Ooh, I don't want to do that one. Nick Foles?
Nick Foles is correct!
Dang it!
You have now got the top five answers. And had I only offered five answers, you would have won this game. However, that is not what I did. We still have answers six and seven on the board. Corey Majors, you also have two strikes, and Bassick is waiting to steal or insult your mom. What is your next answer?
This is my joke. I was going to guess Corey's mom. Oh my
God. Would have been incredible. You would have tanked the game.
But you just ruined it saying I might guess Corey's mom, and I was going to say Corey's mom was going to be comeback player of the year.
I would assume you'd be like, you know who's not going to be comeback player of the year?
But he wants to compliment my mom's ability to bounce back.
That's
true.
All right. 3 seconds.
Matt Stafford. Guess.
Matt Stafford is on the board.
Do you have a list in front of you? Are you working off your computer?
Did you not hear my nickname, Mike?
The Knower.
It's a too long of a nickname. Okay. You're like Apollo Creed.
Yeah, that's right.
I am concerned because I have one player in mind, but I'm not sure if he qualifies. So
remember, they can qualify if they were suspended, hurt, or sucked last year. So there's one answer left on the board. Corey Majors has two strikes. Autoflex Leasing Fantex has given all kinds of answers. I will tell you, at least one person got it right, but I see a whole lot of wrong answers also on the Fantex.
I'm going to get this wrong. I know I'm going to get this wrong, but I want to go with the Josh Rosen?
Josh Rosen is incorrect. Mike Bassick, this is your opportunity to steal. One answer left on the board. Who will be the NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 2020?
Steve Harvey. I know the answer. Let me answer.
That is not,
not
correct.
Steve Harvey. Yeah.
It is not Steve Harvey, even though my fiance loves Family Feud, and I've seen 10,000 Steve Harvey episodes of Family Feud, and they are super entertaining.
Can I steal back? Is
Le'Veon Bell.
All right, Corey, I'm going to give you the option. Do you want to let Bassick have one more guess, or do you want to guess?
I want to guess.
Let Corey guess.
All right,
he's
Corey,
the knower of stuff.
I'm going to warn you, since you are trying to steal back, if you get this wrong, you lose the game.
And that's just a warning. That's not a suspension, right?
Yes, the Family Feud power has no actual legitimate in-use power.
All right. I don't want to beat Mike.
You get this right. You cheated with Kevin, and I did not hear you guys
say
it.
I want to say for the record, if he cheated, I had no part in it.
They're definitely in cahoots.
We are definitely not in cahoots.
Listen, I don't want to beat Mike over the head with this. Myles Garrett.
That is correct! Myles Garrett is number seven on the board. Corey Majors is victorious. He remains the knower and doer and champion of all things football in the world. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
The other guesses we got from the fan text, brace yourself. Alvin Kamara, Lincoln Coleman, Gavin Escobar. What about the Colorado Rockies?
No.
Dez Bryant. Hold on. Did Dak get traded? Le'Veon Bell. Randy Gregory. Antonio Brown. The season isn't even going
to
start. Eli Manning.
To see if he got traded. I mean,
Tony Romo. And yes, I also think Prime Aikman is better than Romo. Those are some of the guesses we got along the way. Congratulations, Corey. You are the champion and knower of all things football.
I think I would have only gotten three, by the way, before you, striking out.
You would have?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm impressed.
That was very well done. Corey is very good at this. He gets that title for a reason. I just wanted to throw one more quick thing out for you. We talked about the NFL playoff games yesterday, and we told you how the expansion was going to work. We told you what networks it was going to be on. Well, NBC and CBS have both said they are going to expand out those broadcasts. So for NBC, they are going to run it on Peacock, which is its new streaming service, as well as Telemundo. And for CBS, they are going to get the 440 spot, I do believe, on that Saturday, so they can run a more kid-centric broadcast of the game on Nickelodeon. So I know some people saw it was going to be on Nickelodeon. That is not replacing CBS. That is in addition, kind of like what ESPN does with the national championship game.
The simulcast?
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to have a variety of it, and they're going to have a more kid-centric version of that.
Is it going to be called by SpongeBob?
I mean, I'm not going to rule out that he's going to pop up at some point. I definitely would not say that. And if you need one more positive thing, multiple sources from the NFL, I don't know what this is based on, but they are saying they absolutely expect to play a full, complete, on-time 16-game schedule.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.